Let's now consider the issue of speculative attacks on assets, including currencies, and how governments try to stop them. Let's start with an example taken from commodities and assume that a government is trying to peg the price of gold. Let's imagine that a government announces that it will try to peg the price of gold at, say, $800 an ounce. What does that mean, practically speaking? It means that the government holds on to some stock of gold somewhere, and that if market forces are ever pushing up the price of gold, say to $801 an ounce or $802 an ounce, that the government will take its supply of gold, sell it on the open market, and push the price of gold back down to $800 an ounce. But can that work? There's a problem. Let's say that people in the market really have decided that the permanent price of gold is something more like $900 an ounce, because that's what they think the equilibrium should be. Well, as the price is moving upwards to 801, 802, and other numbers, well, the government is selling more gold, but individuals in the private market keep on buying up that gold because they think it's actually going to be worth $900 an ounce. And so, yes, government keeps on selling, but the private market keeps on buying. In this case, the end result will be there will be no more gold left in the government's chambers, and the government won't be able to sell any additional gold. So market participants will keep on buying that gold, and the government will lose its ability to enforce the peg, and the price of gold will move from what had been $800 an ounce to what the market thinks should be the new equilibrium, say $900 an ounce. In that case, the peg cannot work. Is there anything the government might do to try to make that peg work? Well, at least in theory, they could raise interest rates, and that could mean that taking your money and buying up more gold could be less profitable than just holding on to your money and enjoying the very high interest rate. But even if this can work in theory, raising interest rates, assuming the government can even manage to do that, will really wreak havoc on the real economy, so it's not always a credible commitment on the part of the government to just say, well, if there's a speculative attack on our pegged gold price, we'll just raise interest rates to choke it off. Another thing the government might do is try to arrange matters so that simply it never ever runs out of a supply of gold. So if speculators buy up more and more gold, a government could dig up more and more gold from the ground. Again, this might work in theory, but in practice it's very difficult. The supply of gold simply is not that elastic, not that easy to augment. So again, we're back to the most likely case where a peg set somewhere other than what the market thinks is the correct price is likely at some point in time to fail due to a speculative attack. Now let's consider a potential minimum price peg of gold. So imagine that a government comes along and says, well, we're not going to let the price of gold fall below $1,200 an ounce. And they try to enforce that peg by always being willing to buy up gold at $1,200 an ounce. Well, again, imagine that the market thinks gold should actually be worth $800 an ounce or $900 an ounce. Basically, what will happen is everyone will sell their gold to the government, which is willing to pay $1,200 an ounce. The government might enforce the price peg in the sense that the government now owns all the gold and no one is trading at any other price. But basically, volume in the gold market has disappeared, and still, in yet another sense, you could say that minimum price peg really has not succeeded. The government did not manage to impose that price upon the workings of the market in general. Now let's consider price pegs for currencies. We'll see that basically similar analyses apply, although there are going to be a few twists. One classic example of a price peg for currency has been Chinese policy toward its currency for much of the last few decades. So if a currency is being pegged high, a government might try to defend that with higher interest rates. Alternatively, if a currency is being pegged low, a government might try to defend that with lower interest rates. Sometimes these can work in principle, but again, keep in mind, changing around the interest rate simply to protect the value of your currency can wreak havoc on your economy as a whole, and thus this interest rate promise may not be very credible. What are further options? Well, a government may attempt to defend a currency peg by promising to print up more of that currency to keep its value down, or print up less of that currency to keep its value up, whichever is the relevant case here. In principle, again, this works quite fine. The question is, can the economy in question stand the requisite amount of inflation or deflation required to maintain the currency peg? Sometimes the answer, in fact, is yes, but very often the answer also is no, and in that case, we're back to an instance where the currency peg is likely to fail, because the government's promise to print up more or less money to keep the peg going simply isn't credible enough. The most common way that currency pegs are maintained for any reasonable amount of time is simply to have a government announce capital controls. What capital controls do is make it illegal to have completely free trading in that currency, and indeed this is a big part of how China maintained its currency peg for so long. We'll consider this in more detail in our separate video on capital controls, but for now just keep in mind this is a big part of the story for when currency pegs are successful. A general act which governments can take to make a currency peg more lasting is simply for the government to increase its credibility in general. This might mean an improvement in fiscal policy or a reform of the economy. And again, this can be somewhat effective. But in general, for a government to increase its credibility, that's quite a slow process and it takes a lot of time. And this in general will not always work to make a currency peg stable. There are many good sources on this topic. You can start by Googling speculative attack. There's one piece in particular I like. It's by Paul Krugman, and it's simply called Currency Crises. That's available online and free. I recommend these articles listed here. And finally, see our related videos to this topic, which are listed here at the bottom of the slide.